A fracking study released by a State University of New York institute drove students to the streets of New York today complaining of unfair influence by the gas industry on that study and accusations that the study's nothing more than junk science. WBAI's Rebecca Miles was there and files this report.
3, 4, junk science out the door. 5, 6, 7, 8. No fracking in our state. 1, 2, 3, 4. Junk science out the door.
Today's rally by over 30 former and current State University of New York students was organized by New York Public Interest Group, Food and Water Watch, and New Yorkers Against Fracking. The rally revolves around the recent release of a fracking study by the University of Buffalo's Shale Resources and Society Institute. Rebecca Weber is the executive director of NYPIRG, who attended today's rally.
Today we are here outside a SUNY Board of Trustees meeting to talk about the new Shale Resources and Society Institute at SUNY University at Buffalo. And the Shale Institute hit the ground running with a publication called Hydrofracking Report on Environmental Impacts During Marcellus Shale Drilling. It looks at recent drilling activity in Pennsylvania. Okay, so this much we know for sure. Okay. Unfortunately, there is also plenty that we don't know at all.
The study, released in April, found drillers in Pennsylvania had reduced by half the rate of blowouts, spills, and water contamination since 2008, and potential environmental problems could be, in quotes, entirely avoided or mitigated under New York's proposed rules. Weber says the report is deeply flawed, as is the ethos of the institute.
This is a quote. Since the Shale Institute will receive funding from many private and government sources, the Institute will ensure that supported data and research undergo independent peer review by qualified experts. And yes, the press release for the report originally claimed that the report was peer-reviewed. Not so. The report press release has since retracted this claim. In other words, they themselves admit that there was, in fact, no independent peer review.
And 38 professors and staff from SUNY's own faculty asked the university for more information on the industry ties to the institute created to study fracking for natural gas. They want to see the founding and funding documents. Weber says the report's own authors even have links to industry.
One author of the report heads up a center at the University of Wyoming, which lists on its website industry players like Shell as partners. Another author was paid $25,000 by a drilling company. Lastly, on the independent science front, important sections of the Shale Institute report are directly cut and pasted from a 2011 pro-fracking report put out by the Manhattan Institute, the well-known conservative think tank whose funding includes significant support from industry, like ExxonMobil.
Just before today's rally began, one of the trustees came out to talk to student organizer Farouk Abdullah.
Chancellor Bullock, he assured us that he was aware of the issue we were here for and that it would be discussed.
Kateri Turner, originally from Albany, graduated from the Department of Environment, Science and Forestry at Syracuse University just recently. She was carrying a huge blue sign today with hashtag junk science.
I'm here because SUNY has pretty much told us that fracking is okay, and yet did not have any scientific research to back it up, nor did not have any peer review research to back it up. And therefore, they're telling people that it's okay when really they need to do the research, and if they see that see the science, they will see that fracking is not okay. It will destroy our environment. It will destroy our health. It will destroy our air and our food, and we need to make sure that SUNY decides to destroy that document and tells us with research that fracking is not okay, and tell us with facts.
There's a moratorium in the state on horizontal drilling in the Marcellus Shale, a geological formation that runs along the southern tier of New York, and where many New Yorkers get their unfiltered drinking water, although vertical drilling is happening in the Utica Shale in the state. CBS reported in August that Governor Andrew Cuomo would make a decision on fracking in the state and announce those plans after Labor Day. On Monday, Cuomo said there are no immediate plans for a decision and that he expects lawsuits to follow the decision either way. Also happening today, six people were arrested at the Spectra Pipeline construction site on the west side of New York City after occupying the site for 90 minutes. The high-pressured pipeline is supposed to be built to bring in natural gas to the city. We'll have more on that story in tomorrow's news. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.